Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, is that mic hooked up?
No, I need to see if it would have worked with my headphones. See, that's for that. It is muffled.
Okay. Let's do this. Let me come in.
No. That is.
Whatever you need, I just gave a shout, I already have it. One more time, I already have it.
I have the power.
I have the power
to speak in existence.
Everything that God has for me.
With my mouth and my mind. I pull down prosperity. Even though I can't see,
even though I can see what I'm asking for,
I must believe.
I must believe that it's more than thought. Though I see through the need that's in
my heart, and this is what I do. With my mouth, I speak.
With my mouth, I speak.
I already have.
That's what we call.
His holy name. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Galatians says faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise.
Father, that's what I'll do. 'Cause we just want you. Say it with me real life.
Looking for your midnight.
Now it's gonna happen.
You wait and see.
All things are possible.
gotta move, gotta move up, yeah.
I'm moving God's on the way.
Hold on, don't give up. I'm moving up, yeah.
I'm moving God's on the way.
The greater the trial, the greater the blessing,
I'm
yeah.
God's
yeah.
On the way.
The worst is over, the best is yet to come.
I'm moving God's on the way.
I know that a move of God is on the way,
I'm
yeah.
God's on the way.
I know that it is a move of God. Didn't put it that in me. There is no giving up in me. It ain't in me. It ain't in me.
Well, praise God, I am so excited about what God is doing. You know, there is no quitting in God. I want to encourage every one of you that this is the time of fulfillment. I'm going to be talking about the prophet Elijah fed by a raven. And then God has taken us, has taken us from poverty to a wealthy place. And we thank God for what he's doing. Father, tonight on this broadcast, I give you praise and I give you glory for what you're doing. I take no credit. My queen and I, as we return from the city of Chicago tonight, you impressed upon me to come on tonight. Our regular time is at 8 p.m., but Lord, you put it in my spirit to get on the air and minister to your people. Now, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that will lead and guide us, touch the people everywhere. I praise God for what God will do tonight, and I give him the glory. Many of you are waiting on a package, a financial package. Many of you are waiting on souls in your family to be brought in the kingdom of God and restored to fellowship. You know, God's word says in Ezekiel 22 and 30 that God sought for a man. He's seeking for a woman that will stand in the gap, make up the hedges. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing tonight. And I give you praise for your people. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that many will give their hearts to God. And in the beginning of this year, I pray that there be a move of God among the young people. Listen, if you're dealing with anything, I don't care if it's alternative lifestyle, I don't care if it's whatever it is, the church and people may judge you. But the kingdom of God is in hand. The church is not in hand. God bless the church. And we will not forsake to assemble ourselves. However, there's something greater than church. It's the kingdom of God. I praise God. So we're going to move following on to know the Lord. This is Roderick Owensby, and this is Prophecy Alive. Call your friends and let them know that we are on the air. We will return back to our regular broadcasting time at 8 p.m. Eastern time this Thursday. Right now, I'm excited about what God is going to do in the next 90 minutes. So call them, let them know that Roderick is on the air in the name of the Lord. The number to call here is 347-539-5173. 347-539-5173. And I am looking forward to speaking with you. The power of God is moving by his spirit. Get ready for a breakthrough beyond breakthrough. Something exciting is happening to you. I'll talk to you right after this. God bless you.
That's just a very simple song. I need you to encourage somebody to your right or to your left, because you don't know how close they may be to giving up. They might be on the edge, they might be on the verge of throwing in the towel. But look him in the face and smile at him. Tell him, say, ain't no quitting you. Ain't no quitting you. Now some of y'all still, y'all smile and look cute. A little too cute for me. A little too cute. A little too cute. I need you to look at him and tell him, say, ain't no quitting you. There's no quitting you. Tell him, say, you've come too far to throw in the towel. Tell him, say, you've already been through enough. You might as well press on in and see what the end is going to be. Tell him, say, see, if you can make it, you can make it. Come on, talk to him. See, every now and then we need people in our lives to tell us what we know already to be true. But just the encouraging word is just enough to keep us moving forward and to keep us walking into the things of God. Look at somebody, tell them, say, there's no quitting me. There's no quit. I'm going to make it in spite of the odds. I'm going to overcome in spite of the difficulties, because I know that God is on my side, and with him I am the majority. I can't get no help. Tell them, say, there is no. Tell ain't no quitting me, no quitting me, no quitting.
Well, praise God. I want to deal with the fact that something so unusual happened to the prophet Elijah. And tonight, I want to let you know some things by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. As God began to deal with me, you know, so many people are wondering, how are they going to be blessed? And how does God bless me? So many people have been tricked into thinking if they obey this person or this prophet, that they will be blessed. Not every prophet is sent to you. I want you to hear me. Not every prophet is sent to you. You know, David had the prophet Nathan, and King Saul of the Old Testament, he had the prophet Samuel, and so on and so on. God has tailor-made people, believe it or not, designed and prepared for you. Some of these prophets go through poverty themselves. Some go through very strong trials just for your deliverance. But in this hour, God is flipping the script, if you will. There's going to come into the land those arise who have been faithful over a few things and have not made merchandise out of God's people. And God is raising new faces in the land that will be totally transparent and honest with God's people. He said, I'll send you pastors after mine own heart, and they will feed you with knowledge. The shifting is here, the changing of the guards. So prepare yourself. Now, the blessings of God comes through the obedience, a special designed, tailor-made people, men and women who are prepared for your miracle. And we're going to deal with such a man as Elijah, and we're going to make it relevant to your situation. So many of you are on the verge of being blessed, and many of you have tried many things. Some of you have listened to people that told you to get some salt and put it in an aluminum foil and told you to do a bunch of crazy things, and you've done those things. You sit in your monies, and you're still looking for your miracle. Let me explain something to you. Listen, obedience is better than sacrifice. God's people need to have discerning of spirits who is sent to them. So many times people will invest to someone that scratches their ego or scratches their ears. But tonight I'm going to show you how God used Elijah and how he used the raven to bless the widow. Many of you are in the widow situation, and God is using someone to bring you a miracle. It may not be me, but I can promise you this, it may be. Now, we're going to hear this word, and I promise you, God is quickening his people. And I'm telling you, when God sends you somebody, they are not after your money. You didn't hear me. Let me say it again. So you could clean out your ear. I am saying what I'm saying by inspiration of God. When God sends you someone, your money is not the determining factor in God bringing you into a wealthy place. Hear me. It is your obedience. You're going to get this. It's your obedience. Now we're going to get into this, and it's going to bless you. Verse 1 of the 17th chapter of 1 Kings. Go to 1 Kings chapter 17, and we're going to start at verse 1. Listen closely. Now Elijah the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, listen closely, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there would neither be dew nor rain. He said it's not going to be dew, it's not going to be rain. Watch this closely. In the next few years, accept at my word. Now look at the authority of Elijah. Look at how he walked so close to God until God permitted him to say, "Accept at my word." Listen to this, verse 2. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Leave here." In other words, get away from this place. And now get ready for this. God says to Elijah, "I want you to get away from this place." And the Lord came to Elijah, and he said, "Listen, turn eastward, and then hide in the Kereth Raven, east of Jordan. You will drink from the brook. And I have ordered the ravens to feed you there." Now, why would God, listen, order the ravens to feed Elijah? Why would he order the ravens to feed Elijah? Listen to this closely. Now, one of the things that's so unique about the raven, now, even in history, people of God, this particular bird, raven, plays several important roles in the fulfilling of God's master plan. You see, all of us, God has designed for us a master plan. Many of us go through our plan. Many of us go through the permissible plan by God because, you know, we're tripping and we're doing things our way. Like Abraham, he had Ishmael before he had the promise. So God included Ishmael. And the angel of God met Hagar in the wilderness. And the Bible says the angel heard the cry of the child, and God let Hagar know that you have an inheritance in this. Now, the raven, let's look at this. It's a symbol. It's a symbol of something special. When God used this raven represents the keenness of perception, spiritual perception and understanding and discernment. And this is a divine spiritual penetration. Elijah was going through a spiritual understanding. His discernment was keen. His mental and spiritual perception was elevated and penetrated by the power of God. You see, some of us want a miracle, but we don't want God, listen, to penetrate us, to give us spiritual and mental perception and understanding and discernment of what he's doing. You see, before God gives you a miracle, he takes you through a process of penetration. Listen, he takes you through a process of perception. He gives you a different perception from what the norm is. You see, many of us are trying to get miracles because our perception is, if I give some money to someone, then I will get a miracle. If I be faithful to this particular church, then I will get a miracle. If I make sure that I'm giving my tithing, and people call it paying my tithing, if I'm making a vow and I'm putting myself, many have put themselves in spiritual debt. Come on. It's better not to make a vow than to make one and keep it. And people going around making vows because some man said, make a vow. And then we feel like if we do that, if we obey man, and we get to obeying man so much until we forget to obey God. Because let every man be a liar, but God's word be true. You understand it. Then we get into this situation in our lives until our perception and our understanding and discernment of God is not keen enough for us to even discern whether God sent this person to us or not. So we look for people that will say things that we can mentally understand. We look for so-called prophets to prophesy to us things that will soothe us. Let me read this to you. Let me read this to you because I really want you to understand what the Lord is saying to me tonight. I really want you to get it because I know when you get this, it's going to bless you and you'll find out you're coming to your miracle in a way that's going to bless you. Let's go to Isaiah 30. I want to show you something. Isaiah 30. I've got to show you this because God is impressing me to show you. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 1. It says, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, who take counsel, but not of me." God is saying there are many people who want counseling, but the counsel is not of God. Most people are getting counseling from gossiping preachers, jealous, insecure leaders, or people who have a position in the church that makes them seem to be right with God. Many people are right with their denomination, but they're not right with God. Many people are right because they pay their dues, their ministerial dues. And that makes them right. They're right with the district.
Mm-hmm.
They're right with the district. They are in good standing because they pay their dues. Come on. You can pay your dues, and yet love is due. You can pay your dues, and obedience is overdue. So let's look at this. So many people want counselors, but they want counselors that will repeat the consciousness of their rebellion. So God says in verse 30, in chapter 30 of Isaiah, verse 1, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord." Now, God is saying this. Why? Why does God call this type of people rebellious? "Who take counsel, but not of me, and who cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." Now, we've got to understand that chapter 30 of Isaiah is dealing with the Jewish rulers, the alliance of Egypt, and they were covertly looked at and condemned. Is openly declared by the prophets and rebuked. Counsel, which is not of the word of God, is also not from God. Whenever you accept counsel to someone that you deem spiritual because they're in right standing with a particular denomination, it is not from God. If it's not the word of God, I'm not talking about the word of flesh. I'm not talking about the word of obeying man, but I'm talking about the word of God. Now, only the Spirit of God can cover someone. Only the Spirit of God can cover a marriage, cover a business, cover a church. Only the Spirit of God. Just because you are financially covered, it has nothing to do with being spiritually covered. And see, we look at that and we call folks that's not in agreement with denominations, we call them just out there. No, we are in there. Those who are hearing God have come out from among them and be separated, God is saying. And we think that's talking about come out from the bar. Praise God for the process. We think that's saying come out from this particular church or that particular church. And instead of saying come out from among them, could be talking about folks that are speaking in tongues like you. Come on here. I want you to get this. And God is saying in verse 2, Isaiah 30, "They walk and they go down into Egypt and have not asked in my mouth." In other words, they walk by their own inspiration, not by the inspiration of God. "They go down to Egypt to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt." You see, Egypt symbolizes the world, the words who walk in or go down to Egypt. And then instead of hearing God's word, they're hearing their own prophets. Watch this. God says, "You have not asked in my mouth." It refers to the fact, listen, Hezekiah, or at least the nobles of Judah, they have not taken this matter to the Lord as they ought to have done. Verse 3, therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt be your confusion. If you want to be confused, keep trusting in man-made traditions. It's the shame for God's people to place their trust in man and not in God. The confusion, people, ladies and gentlemen, is obvious. God's people are supposed to only, watch this, seek for God's help and not the ways of the world. Now look what happens as a result of this action. Verse 10 of Isaiah 30. Verse 9, listen. This is a rebellious people, lying children who will not hear the law of the Lord. You see, the leaders of Judah were both rebels and liars. Like many today, they refuse to hear God, but they're money hungry. Praise God. God has raised a lot of men and women that will be rich, but because their heart is good and their aim is pure, and they will bless the spiritual widows of the body of Christ and the poor and those that have been suffering and the people that are so miserable because of spiritual famine, they will find these refuge and they will find good pastures. They're not going to be dominated by a man-made doctrine, but they're going to be set free by the word of God and by the word of God only. Now look at this, verse 9, Isaiah 30, that this is a rebellious people. He said they're lying children. They will not hear the word of God. Look at, and this is a result of that type of spirit. Verse 10, Isaiah 30, which say to the seers, see not, don't see. The seers, I don't want you to see. And to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceit. From the lips of the false prophets, they did not use the word of God, but their hearts were evil. Their hearts were evil, so they prophesied out of an evil heart. God is the one that he reads the heart. He knows the heart, and he can expose the hatred and the folly of the heart. All the modern pulpits speak smooth things, many of them. God has his people. Like he told the same prophet Elijah, I got 7,000 who have not bowed. But God is not calling people to prophesy smooth things. It's a smooth thing for somebody to make you think you'll get a miracle if you send me some money. That's smooth. That's no different than a spiritual pimp. This is not, and I'm going to show you the spirit of Elijah and why he went to the widow. Watch this. The prophets that are not here from God, they prophesy deceit. It's deceiving for me to make you think if you give me $1,000, such and such is going to happen to you. Listen, it's no different than Judah selling Jesus, selling him out for 30 pieces of silver. Do you understand? Prophesying deceit. And you can find it. You don't even have to look far. Praise God. Now, I want to get into something that is so powerful. Let's go back. Let's go right back to 1 Kings 17. I want to show you something. Why God used the raven. It's a symbol of keenness. God loosed the keenness of spiritual perception on us tonight. Spiritual understanding and spiritual discernment. Spiritual penetration. God is trying to penetrate your heart to receive from him. Now, I want you to get this now. Now, why did God use a raven for this prophet? Why did he do that? I just told you the symbol of a raven is God used this to heighten, to make Elijah more sensitive so that when he went to the widow, he would fulfill God's word concerning her, the widow. Now watch this. Look at this. And the raven, when you look at this, the raven was also used by God to feed the prophet Elijah. God used the raven while Elijah was in hiding from the death threat against him by Jezebel. So God used this raven in this particular end time. God would use men from the east with a ravenous bird characteristics to execute God's counsel. You watch what I'm telling you. And then thereby feeding the world with it. This supernatural manna, this food from heaven, will also save mankind from death threats of climate change, disasters, earthquakes, wars, terrorism, violence, sexual immorality. I want you to hear me, and I want you to get it in your spirit. Get this in your spirit. This raven is a symbol of God giving us discerning of spirits. It's one of the gifts of the Holy Ghost in 1 Corinthians 12. So why did God use this bird with this prophet? Because God had a plan. God is going to use something to bless you, and this thing that God is going to use, it may seem ugly, it may seem weird, but it's something that God will use that your family won't understand. Your church may not understand, but God is going to use it. In the case of Elijah, God used this raven to feed him. Elijah was hiding from death. Elijah was then cut off from contact with the public. Some of you, you want to be used by God, but you got to be in the public all the time. Someone asked me, it seems like you're not around a lot of people, but yet a lot of people know you, and yet you minister to people across the world. God is using people who are not hung up on people. So Elijah was cut off from the contact of the public because many of them might betray his place of abode to King Ahab. Sometimes when God's hiding you, he don't want anybody to know where you are, not just geographically, spiritually. You cannot allow people to know where you are. Oh, people hear a word of the Lord, and I give God the glory from me, but they don't know where I am in the spirit. Some people go around, they let everybody know where they are in the spirit. First thing that a prophet has to learn to keep his mouth. I speak about a lot of things, but I reveal little. Because it's not about Roderick, it's about the kingdom of God. So Elijah, he had to be kept a secret because the authorities was in search for him. To do what? Destroy him. There are demonic strongholds that want to destroy you, but God has you in a hidden place. It doesn't mean you don't open your mouth. It doesn't mean that you don't speak what God is saying, but it's a spiritual place. There's a place where the evil one, woman of God, man of God, child of God, cannot touch you. So what did God, when God puts you in this secret place, God will miraculously provide for you. Elijah, look at this prophet. He had been cut off. He had but one meal brought to him at a certain time, every morning and every evening, to teach him not to take thought for tomorrow. Listen to this. This is so important. You remember Jesus said, don't take thought of what you're going to eat, what you're going to put on. It doesn't mean don't be business minded. It doesn't mean don't prepare for certain things. It said, listen, don't let those things, you know, some people, things are their life. I heard someone say the other day, I love money. I said, well, let me get away from you. I like money, but I don't love money. I'm not in love with money. That's why I can have a lot and know how to carry myself. You find people that love money, they're crazy. Money don't bring out. Listen, money reveals what you already are. Money don't change people. Money magnifies who you really are. Because you got poor people stingy. Having a lot of money doesn't, well, they didn't get stingy. They have a lot of money. No, they were broke and stingy. Praise God. Here, listen, there's some folk broke and stingy. And there's some people stingy with spiritual things. They don't have time for people. And God opened big doors for you. If you don't have time for a few, you know you're not going to have time for many. And that's why I'm concerned about people. They start their ministries, and all of a sudden they get into a position where they start looking at numbers. See, the enemy has many deceptions. But let's stay away from that. I pray. Jesus prayed for you. Look at this. God provided food. Ravens brought food. God could have sent angels to minister to him in the case of Christ, Matthew 4:11. But God chose to send these winged messengers of another nature. And this was to show everyone that when God pleases, he can fulfill his own purpose by whatever means. He can use the meanest creatures as effective as by the mightiest creatures. Now, I'm going to tell you something I see. Listen, in the end time, which is the beginning time for a particular purpose of God, God is going to use ravenous man from far places to feed the world with godly counsel. The world today is in a death threat from all worsening climate change and all of the crime and all of the unfairness and injustice. But God has a secret counsel. Are you willing to be a part of this counsel? I believe God. Now look what God did. Look at what he did. I want to show you something about the raven. I was so fascinated as I began to read this earlier in the week. God is using, he's using the ravenous, this particular bird that provided food. When God, his young ones cry to God and they wonder about food. Look at Job 38:41. I want to go there. I want you to see this. God, the word of God is just so powerful. I'm going to go to Job. I'm turning my Bible to Job. This is going to bless you. Let me get there. Praise God. I want you to understand, some of you, God is changing your life. And God is providing for you in ways. See, some of us, we didn't get to the point, we're going to tell God how to do it. You can't tell God how to bless you. Do you hear me? You can't tell God, listen, I want you to bless me this way. I want you to give me that job. God may have something greater than a job to give you. Praise God. God may have something greater for you. Job 38:41. Let me read this to you. Verse 41 of Job 38. Who provides for the raven his food? When his young ones cry unto God, they wander for lack of meat. You see, God provides for every one of us. He provides for all. And then, even to the lowliest of creation, if he does this for ravens, how much more, think about this, will he care for us? And then Jesus said in Matthew 6:30, he said, listen, O ye of little faith, God provides for the ravens. Let's look at some of the characteristics of a raven. Listen, they are birds of prey, ravenous, devouring creatures, and they are more likely to have taken his meat from him. They'll come and snatch food from people or to have picked out his eyes. listen to this. They are unclean creatures. Every raven after his kind was by the law forbidden to be eaten. Leviticus 11 and 15. They were forbidden to be eaten. And that's amazing. And God's going to send this thing to his prophet. And God's going to use something that is forbidden to eat to feed you. Glory to God. I loose that. I loose it in the name of Jesus. God is sending. I'm talking to somebody. And not only I receive it for myself, I'm talking to you. And God is feeding you from things that he won't even let you eat. Verse 15, let me look at this. Leviticus chapter 11, clean and unclean food. Let's look at verse 15. And I'm going to start at verse 13. Leviticus 11 and 13. Listen. These are the birds you are not to detest. You are to detest. Not you are not to. These are the birds you are to detest and not eat, because they are detestable. The eagle, the vulture, the black vulture, the red kite, any kind of black bird, and kind of raven, the horned owl, the screech owl, the gull, any kind of hawk, the little owl, the cormorant, the great owl, the white owl, the desert owl, the osprey, the stork, any kind of heron and hoopoe, and the bat, all flying insects. I want you to understand. Now, that God took this thing, this raven, and he fed his prophets. Ravens feed on insects themselves, yet they bought the prophets, the man of God, meat and wholesome food. It's a pity that those who bring, listen, the bread of life to others should themselves take up with, in other words, with that which is not bread. Ravens could bring but a little and broken meat. Yet Elijah was content with such things as he had. And thankful. This prophet Elijah was thankful that he was fed, though not feasted. Reminds me of Psalms 34 and 10. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but those who fear the Lord, that's a blessing to those who fear God. You know, actually, ravens are rather remarkable animals. Sleek blackbirds are excellent and acrobatic flyers. Sort of like falcons and hawks. God chose this bird. You know, there's a type of people that are like ravens. God is using people who may I look at as the worst criminal, as the most unclean person. Look at Apostle Paul. He was a murderer. Don't you think God's arm is short that he cannot save? I believe that the harvest has come. You look at people that most people will look down on people who live a lifestyle. They will look down on people. But God's about to show the church world, wake up, church. You're behind. God's about to show the church world kingdom. God is a just God. God will use anything and anybody to fulfill his plan. Glory to going to take a break, my God, and I'll be right back. This is Prophecy Alive. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Hello, God bless you. My name is Roderick Owensby. I want to share with you Isaiah chapter 45 and verses 2 and 3. Listen to this. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. God bless you. Be encouraged. The best is yet to come for you. Keep believing.
Hello?
Yes, you're on Prophecy Alive.
Hey, this is Jill.
God bless you, Jill. God bless
you.
What's
in your
heart?
I was just listening in. Well, I'm just listening to you minister to all these people. This is awesome. And my best friend had called last week, and she encouraged me to call. And this is really exciting. I was just praying and agreeing with everything you just have been saying. And I bless you, Prophet Owensby. I thank you for their authority and the voice of influence they have in this day and hour. I thank you that the kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdom of our God. I pray for a new level in knowledge and authority to decree a thing and it be established according to your word in Job. That Job 22:28 says, you shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. I speak life. I speak life over all of your dreams. God would lift you to a higher level. Just as you spoke of Jacob, I pray for a ladder. I pray for a sight to see the angels that are ascending and descending over you. I pray for open heavens. I thank you that all former alliances have been broken in the name of Jesus, and that you walk solely determined and focused in the plan of our God and our King, and that your ways will be established. And I thank you that all former things are forgotten. We will not remember the former things nor consider the things of old, because behold, God says, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, and you shall know it. And I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, in Jesus' name. He says, look, place your eyes and look straight ahead, and your eyelids will look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. This is coming. This is coming. New light, new territory, new authority, new protection. By the blood of Jesus, that I pray will surround you. New decrees, a new area of faith. I ask God, what makes a general? What is it about people that came before that got put in a category that they are called generals? And God today calls you a general. And he said, because they dared to take me for my word, to believe my word. They dared. The word dare means to have enough courage to do something, to venture to do, to challenge. I believe he is calling and challenging you to start decreeing everything in your heart. He put it there. Don't even question. He put it there. Put a week, 2 weeks of just nothing. Don't even ask him. I feel like he's saying, don't even bring a petition before me. You decree my word and believe it shall be done. Dare to believe me at face value, at my word, that I will establish what you speak, and light will come into your path in Jesus' name.
My soul magnifies Yeshua, my God. There was a prophet from the area of Mexico who prophesied to me, and I've been having it for years. And your prayer is so in line with the prophecy until I see new land in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Love Talk Radio.
Eyes have not seen. Ears have. Oh, what God? Oh, my. You're going to know it's nobody, but you already know it's him. And I love it because you're so, you're not self. You, it's all about him.
Yes, ma'am.
My God. It's all about him. It's all about the people. It's all about the love for your. God is. He honors that. He is going to, you talking about, he is going to, oh, my God, those that are saved, those that are going through, my God, if they could grab, look, let's just grab hold to those that's listening tonight, to this man of God right now, this prophecy school. Bless this man and woman of God if you can bless him. I have never seen you in face. I've never seen your queen far as personal. I'm in Philadelphia. I don't know where you guys are at. But when Nina Cross told me about you guys on Facebook, and I just prayed this prayer. I said, Lord, send me some. I need somebody that's real. And boom, she, sister, look, this is this prophet. He's awesome, him and his queen. Gave me the number. And from that first day, four, five, six, I don't even know how, it seems like a lifetime. But since that day, you have I have grown. My spirit has elevated so much.
Jesus, wow.
Even in you, I said, Lord, I said, God, you are awesome. When you think you're by yourself, when you're crying out to God, God has not forgotten. God, oh, the honor, the glory. My God, you have not seen anything yet, prophet.
I receive for your people, Lord. I receive. Wow. Woman of God, thank you.
Yes. Oh, God bless you. God bless you.
My God, we will talk soon. Ladies and gentlemen, our covenant sister, Priscilla, thank you.
Yes, God bless you, prophet, and happy anniversary again to you and your queen. And I don't know why this keep coming to my spirit, but I'm going to say, who's ever listening on the phone, God has not forgot. I don't care if it's 2 days, 2 years, 20 years. God has not forgot about you. Ooh. If you honored a man, oh, God, the prophet, you would get a prophet reward. My God. We have to honor. We have to give honor where honor is due. You pour out so much. I'm here. I'm on the, I hear. I'm silent sometimes, but I hear, and I be in the, and I cry, and I pray. And I just love the testimonies and the people that's calling in and saying, my God, this, and my God, that. And I said, oh, my Lord. Praying. If you know what, I get joy when I see what God is doing for his people.
Yes.
You know, what he's God is not dead. I don't care what it looks like, what it seems like. It seemed like some maybe even see it in their own self in their spirit. God, you've been so quiet. It seemed like I've been going through so much. It's been like I've been crying. So God has not forgot. And there's no time to throw in it.
How would you stay in the same circumstance? I hope y'all can handle this. Crazy favor.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say crazy favor.
Crazy.
I'm talking about the kind of favor that doesn't make sense.
Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense him. Shout! Oh, bless this holy day. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Galatians says, faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise.
Now listen to this. We're back in 1 Kings chapter 17. Now, what happened with Prophet Elijah? After he was running for his life, God, and then the brook dried up, he had neither food or water. Now, look what happened. And because simply, Elijah said there would be no rain in verse 1. He said, except in my word. Isn't that amazing that God used Prophet Elijah to prophesy that there would be no water? The brook dried up. Prophetic word. And God says, I'm going to hide you, and I'm going to use this ravenous creature to feed you. Now look what happened. Then the word of the Lord came to him. Verse 7 of 1 Kings 17, the word of the Lord came to him, and God said, go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. When God tells you to do something, do it. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food. So he obeyed God. He went to Zarephath. And when he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. Isn't this amazing? A widow was gathering sticks. He called to her and he asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink? And she simply, she was going to get it. He called her and said, bring me, please, a piece of bread. Look at what happened after this. He said, as surely as God lives. She replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar, a little oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks. You remember when the prophet came to the gate, he saw the widow gathering sticks. And I'm going to take these sticks home, and I'm going to start a fire, and I'm going to make a meal for myself and my son, and then we're going to eat it, and then we're going to die. Do you feel like that? That you just have enough, just a little bit from day to day. You've been living like this for years. God sent me tonight to tell you that God has, not going to, he has opened up a way. Many of you have been around the world. You've been fed from Prophecy Alive. You've been fed. But it's a setup because God has sustained you through Prophecy Alive, to God be the glory. So because you needed to be sustained by the word of God, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. So the bread, the word of God, to God be the glory, has sustained you because you're a breakthrough. The master plan of God is being exposed and opened. And you're going to see a harvest that's going to literally blow your mind. And this widow said, I just have enough prophet. I'm going to eat and die. Listen, she was down to the last meal. Now, what's interesting is this source of food demanded the utmost faith in God from this widow. The prophet even asked a widow, a poor widow, to give him some bread and water. It took such a faith. Elijah was fed by the ravens. And some of you know there's been some unusual blessings that sustain. commanded you. Me and my queen, we know about this. The most unusual way God sustained you. Now watch this. And he asked for water. He just prophesied that there's not going to be dew nor rain for a few years, except at my word. Now here, he's in front of this widow. God ordered Elijah to a very, watch this, it was an unlikely place, the home of a famished, poverty-stricken widow. The widow, not even an Israelite, lived in Jezebel's home territory. He was still in the territory of the woman that wanted his life. Isn't this good? God will use your enemy. I never forget, God told me to move. There were some men who were saying, why are you here in this city? Why did you choose this city? Well, why would you think God would tell Elijah to go to a most unlikely source to sustain him? Now watch this. This widow wasn't an Israelite. She was in the same territory of Jezebel. Now watch this. A dangerous place for a hunted prophet. Don't you know people still hunt prophets? They hunt true prophets. They don't mind the mechanical or the self-made prophet. Those that go and try to raise money for those ministries, and they want you. They want your gifts. But if you're a prophet and they don't have smooth things, you have the raw word. Oh no! You are hunted with gossip, gainsaying. People will pick on your people will talk about your past. Isn't it amazing? Some people live in your past. You're not even in it. They just like it and they got comfortable in your past. Let them stay there. Because you stay in somebody else's past, you're going to get the trials and the judgment. Get out of people's past. Don't even stay in yours. That's a word. I love it. God, what he did, and with this widow at Zarephath, he showed enough faith in the prophet and his God to use up her last. This was her last meal. Her last resource. The result of her faith was well-founded. Jesus referred to this territory as an example of God's power and how he reached out to the Gentiles in Luke 4. Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. But first, make a small cake of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me. And then make something for yourself and your son. He didn't ask her for all of it. He said, just give me some. This is exactly what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord gives rain on the land. I promise you, it's going to rain again. Watch this. It's going to rain prosperity. Not with jobs. There's going to be anonymous gifts. There are some of you are going to wonder, where did this come from? There's some people right now that God is speaking to, people of great wealth, and they are randomly picking people. And you're going to, there's some people, you're going to just have a Holy Ghost fit because you're going to find out that somebody sent you multi-millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And they're going to be sent to people that's going to take that money and use it for the poor, for want to use it upon their own lust and have no kingdom purpose, but have a double purpose, I'm sorry. You may find yourself scraping. But people that really have a kingdom purpose, look out. I don't know why I feel like you said this. Somebody needs to check their email. Somebody needs to really watch your email. Do you hear me? Somebody really needs to pay close attention to your email. Ooh, glory to God. I'm not talking about some scheme. I'm not talking about some money laundering. I'm talking about God. Some of you need to watch your phone. You're going to get a call, and it's going to literally blow your mind. So, Father, tonight, right now, when I feel this, let the discerning of the Spirit, I receive a keen discernment to know what is a God and what is not a God. You better get ready. I prophesy. It's going to rain promotion. It's going to rain anointing. It's going to rain multitude. God's going to lift your ministry to a place that's going to cause you to weep uncontrollably. It's going to rain on what God is doing in the lives of those who are faithful. You know, in the case of Mordecai, you know, Haman was dogging out Mordecai, even built a gallows ready to kill him, ready to kill. But God gave Esther favor in the king's heart. And he said, I'll give you even to the half of the kingdom. And the truth came out about Haman. There's some Hamans, even in the body of Christ. You're trying to destroy the Mordecai, but the scroll I prophesy is coming out, and the truth of the Mordecai is going to be heard. How they have done good, how they have protected, how they have sown seeds for years. Promotion is here. If you have any unforgiveness, you need to get it straight. Some of you have been wanting to call somebody and say, I'm sorry, but your pride won't let you. You need to do it. Now look what happened. The woman obeyed. The woman went and did as the prophet said, as the prophet Elijah said, as he had told her. And there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry. In keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by the prophet, let me tell you something. Even as the jar of flour was not used up, I decree and I prophesy, I receive it and I speak it, that your money will not dry up. Your money will not be used up. Some of you, your spiritual life has been used up. God, restore your consecration. God, restore your love and your forgiveness and the power of the Holy Ghost with signs and wonders. It's raining, people. Well, I got about 3 minutes. I'll get into this next time. I will be back on the air Thursday. I want to let you know that God is moving by his Spirit. And I bless every one of you. If you have not made Jesus your choice, accept Jesus right now. Repent right now. Believe that God sent Jesus. He died for your sins. He was buried and he rose again. I don't condemn you. Don't let nobody condemn you. Whatever place you are in your life, I want you to know God loves you right there where you are and as you are. I'm going to open up for donations, or whatever. I like to call it investments. It can be made by going to www.facebook.com/prophecyalivebroadcast. That's facebook.com/prophecyalivebroadcast. You obey God. But if you are using a cell phone, I want to tell you something, you won't see the apps. So On a cell phone, you can go to www.paypal.com. Scroll down and click send money. And then they're going to ask you for a phone number and the amount you're sending. And my phone number is 317-832-0131. On your cell phone, you just do that. And then you obey God. And I want you to know that God is good and he's worthy of all praise. This broadcast is due air Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I thank God for what he is doing in Jesus' name. Continue to pray for us, me and my Queen Katrina. We are so excited. We have actually just gotten in from Chicago, Illinois. And I thank God for what he's doing. And I want you to continue to pray for the people of God. We spent some time with our lovely grandmother, Rose, and keep her in prayer, and also Anthony, her son. Keep him in prayer. We thank God for the miracle that you are doing in his life. In Jesus' name, we love you. God bless you. Until Thursday, keep on believing. You already have it. You already have what you need. Love you.